The Dress by R.B. Russell, narrated by Gary Williams. I awoke this morning in what appeared to be a strange house, and I lay between unfamiliar sheets, trying to remember exactly where I might be. I was not especially worried at first. I was wondering whether I had been put to bed drunk after a party, but I did not feel particularly jaded. I was tired, but then who isn't first thing in the morning? And it did not seem to be early morning. The bright sun, only just above the horizon, came in through the large bay window and lit the room with precision. This was silly, I thought, and I decided to get up, asking myself who my host or hostess might be. I walked, slightly shakily, across the carpet in my bare feet and looked out of the window. I appeared to be in an elegant arts and crafts house with a short drive and a well-tended garden. There was a pleasant view out over what I thought might be the Lake District. When I turned back to the room, I was not sure that it was entirely unknown to me after all. I looked up at the ceiling, and there was an old cracked patch in the plaster moulding around the light fitting. I knew it. I was sure that I did. But why did this knowledge reveal nothing to me? This was just one of a number of important questions that I needed to have answered, but my attention was taken by a photograph on the chest of drawers. In a thin silver frame, it was a studio portrait of a very elegant young woman with heavy eye makeup. She was wearing an angel dress from the 1960s, but who she was, I could not imagine. And then I noticed a copy of Pride and Prejudice on the window seat. I picked it up and turned it over in my hands and felt as though I had been reunited with an old friend. The blue cloth was worn and soft, and the coffee ring on the front suggested to me that I had seen it before. I opened the book and noted the name Cecilia written on the flyleaf with a bold C. But who was Cecilia? Was it me? And if the book was mine, what was it doing here in this strange room?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?